You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Dancing with a Camera. Welcome. My name is Claire. I'm a social anthropologist, a filmmaker, and a dancer. This audio file on Dancing with a Camera is inspired by my movement and filming practice. You will be introduced to moving with a video camera and reflect on the role of your body in maneuvering a video camera. Please switch off your phone and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for half an hour. Ideally, you have a space of 3 square meters without furniture and you're using a yoga mat or something similar that is comfortable enough to lie on. Let's get started. Lie down on your mat. Close your eyes and preferably cover them with a piece of cloth or a scarf. Place the camera on your lower belly in a position that feels most comfortable to you. Take time to settle in and to place the camera on your belly in a comfortable position. Take a few breaths and feel the weight of a camera on your belly. Feel it moving up and down with your breathing. Relax. Become aware where you're holding tensions in a body. In which parts of the body are those tensions located? Take time to feel them and recognize them. Name them if that helps. Once you've acknowledged the tensions, where they are and how they are manifesting themselves in the body, bring your attention back to your breathing. Each time you exhale, focus on releasing the tensions you have identified and feel your body getting heavier into the ground. Imagine that you are giving all your tensions away to the ground. Each time you exhale, you're releasing those tensions into the ground. Exhale a couple of more times, and each time aim to release a bit more tension into the ground. Once you feel a bit more settled in the lying position, take a moment to tune into your body and to become aware of all the sensations that you're feeling in the body. Warmth, coldness, pins and needles, tingling, numbing, and any other sensations that you can notice. I will now guide you to scan your body for sensations, starting with your feet and your toes. Without aiming to change the posture of your feet, observe and take notice of how your feet are lying on the ground, their weight, and of any sensations that are present in the feet. What do you notice? Can you feel anything? And if so, how would you describe the sensations? Are there any difference between your left and right foot? Can you feel the direction each foot is pointing at? Once you have finished with your feet, bring your awareness to your ankles. What sensations do you notice there? What's their weight? Their texture? Can you feel how they connect to the feet? and the rest of a leg. Continue your exploration and go up to your cows. What do you feel in the cows? How are they lying on the ground? And how do the calves feel in comparison to the feet and ankles? What is their texture? Their shape? Do you notice any specific sensation? Then go up to your knees. What sensation do you find in the knees? How do the knees connect to the calves and thighs? Take your attention to your thighs. What's happening in the thighs? How are they resting on the ground? What's their weight? The texture? What sensations do you notice there? Then go up to your pelvis and feel its weight. How does the pelvis rest on the floor? Can you notice any similarity or difference between left and right, bottom and upper parts of the pelvis? What is the shape of your pelvis? And how would you describe the sensations that you meet there? Then move your attention to your lower abdomen. Feel the difference in texture and weight in comparison to your pelvis. Notice the movement of breathing and the sensations which are present in this area. Be aware of a connection between your lower abdomen and your lower back, and of a space between your lower back and the ground. Can you feel an arc? How big or small is it? And what sensations do you notice in the lower back? Move up to your torso. Feel the way breathing affects this area. Notice the movement of breathing, the sensations in your torso, and how they are affected by the movement of breathing. Then become aware of your upper back and how it connects to your torso. How is it lying on the ground, and how is breathing affecting its position? What sensations do you notice in your upper back? Slowly move your attention to your shoulders and the way they're connected to your back and arms. What's the shape of your shoulders? How do they lie on the ground? And which sensations do you meet there? Follow the exploration into your arms, starting with your upper part, then going to your elbow, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers. How do the different parts of your arm connect with each other? How do they differ from each other in texture, shape, and position? Is there a difference between the left and right side? And what sensations do you find in your arms and its different parts? Take your attention to the neck. Be aware how it connects the head with the rest of the body, and of a gap in between the neck and the floor. How does the neck feel in this position? What sensations do you find there? Do you hold any tensions in the neck? And can you release them into the ground? Move up to your head. How is it resting on the floor? What is the shape of your head? What is its weight? And how does its weight compare to other parts of the body? Can you release the weight of the head a bit more into the ground? Finally, bring your attention to your face, your facial muscles, and the way they're resting on the skull. Become aware where you're holding tensions in the face, and of any other sensations that become apparent. Once you have scanned your whole body for sensations, place your hands on the camera and using the lightest touch possible, gently try to make it roll. Apply very little pressure with your hands and fingers, or just what's enough to make it roll. Make it roll as slowly as possible. Do not rush. Take your time. Make sure that the speed remains steady and slow. Make it roll all the way up to your throat and back down to your lower belly. Repeat the process up and down, if necessary. As you roll a camera, try to push it and hold it from different angles with your hands and fingers. Explore touching the camera from different corners, and explore how the weight of the camera changes depending on the turn of the roll. Let the camera roll without preconceptions of how it should move or fall. Repeat the process as needed. Once you've rolled the camera a few times, grab it with your right hand, using the lightest touch possible, so you can feel the full weight of the camera in your hand. Take the time to feel the weight of the camera in your hand. Your hand should be very light, and the camera should feel really heavy in comparison. Take time to feel that. Then, still taking your time, slowly stretch your arm and gently take the camera all the way to the right side. Make sure to do this very slowly, so you can feel how your arm receives the change in weight of the camera through the movement. and how it affects the sensations you feel in your arm. What do you notice as you move your arm and the camera to the right side? What happens in your arm? Take time to notice the sensations. Once your arm is stretched all the way to the right side, gently and slowly bring the camera back to center, above the center of your chest, where your sternum is. Grab the camera with your left hand, making sure to grab it from a different corner this time, and gently and slowly take the camera all the way to the left side. This time again, observe a change in weight in your arm as you stretch it to the left side. Don't forget to move as slowly as possible so you can feel the changes in sensations in your arm. Once your arm is stretched all the way to the left side, come back above the center of your chest again and repeat the process by taking the camera to the right side and the left side again, as many times as you need. As you repeat the movement, make sure to grab the camera from a different corner each time, so you can explore different ways of holding a camera without any preconception of how a camera should be held. Explore grabbing it from unusual corners, like the lens, the bottom, the front, or any other angle you haven't explored before. The idea is to explore new ways of holding the camera and find those that are most comfortable and natural to you and your body, regardless of where the lens is pointing. You can pause the recording here if you need to explore this in your own time. As you repeat the movement from right to left and pass the camera in between your hands, observe how the distribution of weight changes each time you stretch the arm holding the camera to one side and each time you pass the camera from one hand to the other. Observe what you have to do in your body to adapt to the change in weight and to the change in the angle of the camera you're grabbing from. Keep changing and moving the camera from your right hand to your left hand. Vary your speed. At times, go faster. At times, go slower. At times, go from slow to fast to slow, and vice versa. Keep the movement as smooth as possible and find new ways of holding the camera each time, until you start to create your own dance between the camera and your two hands. If needed, pause the recording to explore this in your own time. Pass the camera between your hands a couple of more times, and slowly and gently find a way to make a stop that feels natural to the movement in your own time. Relax your arms on the side, rest the camera onto the ground, and relax the hand that was holding the camera into the ground. Release the weight of your arms and your whole body into the ground and just enjoy staying still for a minute or two, for as long as needed. Focus on your breathing, in and out, and relax your body into the ground. Once you have relaxed long enough, take off the scarf that is covering your eyes and open them up. Become aware of your camera and the one eye it has. Switch the camera on and press the record button if you would like to have a record of what we're going to do, but make sure not to look at the viewfinder. Just be aware that your camera has one eye and of the direction the eye is pointing at. Take the camera in one hand, the one that feels the most natural to you. If you're trying this podcast for the second, third or fourth time, I recommend using the opposite hand you used the first time. Hold the camera in a way that allows the eye of the camera to see the outside world. Move the camera gently around with the idea that you're holding a small person and that you want to show them the world around you, which might also include yourself, and that you want them to have the most pleasant journey possible. Ask yourself the following questions. How do you do this? Where do you want to direct the eye? What do you want the camera to see and why? What should be the rhythm of your movement? How slow or fast should it be? Should you vary speed or keep it steady all the time? Or do a mixture of both? Do you bring pauses and rest the camera at times and for how long? How can you ensure that the little person in a camera has the best possible experience? Or what experience do you want that little person to have? And in which way can you move a camera to create that specific experience you have in mind? Don't forget to change hands from time to time and to hold and move a camera with the other hand. Remember to feel the change in weight as you move a camera around. While doing this, bring attention to the arm and the hand that are holding and moving the camera. What sensations do you feel in your arm, your wrist, hand, and fingers? Try to experiment changing the movements by focusing your attention on different parts of your arm. For example, try to rest your arm and to move mainly from your wrist. Keep your awareness on the direction the eye of a camera is pointing at. Then try to move from your elbow only. What do you notice? Then move from your shoulder. What happens when you focus on specific parts of the arm? How does it affect your movement and the holding of a camera? Can you keep awareness of what the camera is looking at while doing this? You might want to pause the recording at this stage and explore those suggestions in your own time. While continuing to take the camera on a journey and being aware where its eye is directed at, you will now get up very slowly and in stages. First, slowly roll to the side with the intention of getting up. As you're doing this, keep your awareness on the hand that is holding the camera and where the camera is looking at. Very slowly, make sure to take your time. Find a way to sit up or kneel, whatever intermediary position is most comfortable and easier to get into for you. There is no right way of doing this. The most important thing is to listen to the body. As you move up, remain aware the whole time of the direction the eye of the camera is pointing at, and make sure that you're still focusing on giving the little person in the camera the best time possible. How do you do this as you navigate going up? Make sure to bring pauses and to move slowly. Pause when you come to a sitting or kneeling position, and make sure you're still aware of how you're moving the camera and where its eye is pointing at. Then from this intermediary position, navigate a way to stand up slowly and gently while still holding a camera in one hand and while having the intention of pointing its eye to where you want it to look. Take your time. Explore how you can stand up and hold the camera at the same time. Once you're standing up, relax your two arms on the side, especially the one holding the camera, and take a few breaths in stillness. In a standing position, with your legs hip wide apart, rock your body gently and slowly from side to side. Using the momentum of a rock, pass the camera from one hand to the other repeatedly, varying speed and rhythm. Sometimes, be really slow. Sometimes, much faster. Sometimes, bring pauses in a movement. Experiment with different heights in space. At times, be closer to the head. At times, be closer to the legs. And experiment with different ways of holding the camera as you're doing this, in a similar fashion to what you were doing earlier while lying down on the floor. You may want to pause a recording at this stage to explore this in your own time. After doing a sufficient amount of passing the camera from one hand to the other, stop the movement altogether. Rest your arms. Keep the camera in one hand resting, and now focus your attention on your legs and feet. Using the momentum of a rock from side to side, take a step forward really slowly, and with the aim of walking very smoothly with no bouncing or bumping. As you're making that step forward, and as you're starting the next, make sure to feel the journey of your foot from heel to toe when placing it onto the floor. Then make sure to feel the journey of your overfoot, peeling it off the floor from heel to toe. Make a few more steps that way, or as many as needed, until you have found a nice, comfortable rhythm. Once you feel comfortable, you can carry on walking that way without any bumps. For a little while, become aware of the camera in your hand again if you would like to record what you're doing.
And switch it back on.
While keeping the smooth walk going, start pointing the camera where you would like its eye to see. Don't look at the viewfinder yet. Just be aware of the direction the eye of the camera is pointing at, and be aware of the quality of your movement in moving the camera. Its speed, its jerkiness or smoothness. Be aware of the intention you put in the movement of the camera. How do you want the little person in the camera to feel? What do you want their journey to be like? Don't just ask yourself what you want them to see, but also how. How do you want them to experience the scene, and how can you influence this with the quality of your movement? Continue to move that way, and now, at times, introduce looking at the viewfinder from time to time, and how you might want to do this. At times, you might bend to one side to reach to the camera when it's close to your knees. At times, the camera might come close to your eyes. At times, the viewfinder might move or be far away. At times, you might kneel down to come closer to the level of the camera. Observe what happens in your movement as you introduce looking through the viewfinder. Take as long as needed to continue your exploration and pause the recording if necessary. Take a few more steps that way, or as long as needed, and slowly come to a still. Rest your arms on your side. Take a few breaths with your eyes closed and relax in this position. Stay for a few more breaths, or for longer if it feels right. Relax. This is the end of Dancing with a Camera audio file. Thank you for listening to the Somatics Toolkit. Remember your body.